Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dennis Schroeder and Zach LaVine from practice today. Man, hearing Zach talk about how beneficial it's been for him and them to have Dennis Schroeder out there is pretty dope. It's not going to sway any Kings fan's opinion who doesn't like Dennis Schroeder for whatever. He's played for too many teams for you. I understand that. When I hear basketball players go, man, it's really good to have him out there. He does a lot of good things for us. Doug talking about 94 feet. We could play 94 feet with Dennis Schroeder. That carries a lot more weight than your he's a journeyman take.
Let me ask you and others something. If, like, you look at Dennis Schroeder and they're like, is Dennis Schroeder, like, he not fixing much of anything? Like, he's not taking this team to heights that they weren't going to reach without him.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Kings were to acquire Cam Johnson, they'd be like, oh, Cam Johnson changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Johnson, look, you can say one is, I'm not here to argue who's better. They're the same type of player. They're a role player who's not a top flight guy, who one does it's really good off the pick and roll. Others good off of catch and shoot. But these aren't team leaders. These aren't all-stars, right? Mm-hmm. But if Cam Johnson was here, that would be one of the missing pieces that could elevate this team. But because it's Dennis Schroeder,
mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all overdoing it. There ain't no way he could help out. No, why can't Dennis Schroeder
mm-hmm.
be a missing piece that could help this team?
I don't have an answer to that.
So he is. Nobody's saying he's the best player on the team or he's changes the fortunes by himself. He's a piece that may help everything fit properly,
mm-hmm.
which is what people would say about athletic wing X, because that's what everybody wants, 3-and-D guy. If they brought that on to the team, people be like, it makes everything fit just perfectly with this lineup and the rotation. This is what we needed, even though the guy's averaging 9 points per game and plays good defense. Like, Schroeder might do the same thing, but it doesn't get looked at the same way because it's Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah. No one likes to use the line, he plays defense more than a Kings fan. That's the difference maker. He's a defender. Okay.
The athletic wing. That's what it just. They just
athletic,
that.
Athletic just wing, randomly. And 3-and-D guy.
I just say it randomly, and that will change everything. And I always use the example. The Kings are a lot taller than people realize out there. They actually have. Some athletic wings and some quote unquote 3-and-D guys. You look at the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're
too
not
short.
people talk like the Thunder are just starting five and bench guys, just all 6'8".
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Chet and Hartenstein.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, man. Like, I think Alex Caruso is about the same size as Keon Ellis. Lou Dort's like 6'5".
Mm.
J Dub is 6'6", something like that.
I think he's a little taller, isn't he?
6'6", maybe 6'7".
Yeah, I was going to say.
6'7". Like, it's not like, I don't know. The Kings, they're not 6'1 across the board.
Yeah.
And they got guys.
No, he's 6'6. You're right. I'm sorry.
They got guys. I like 6'7.
I just wanted to get you to 6'7. That's all it was. I just wanted to get you to 6'7.
The thing about it, and I look at Keon. Keon isn't tall. He's not this quote unquote athletic wing, but he plays defense in a physical nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Aggressive physical nature. And more than just saying athletic wings, I think that should be what people are looking for. Somebody that plays defense in a physical way. Alex Caruso is sick, maybe if you have it up, 6'4".
I can look, sure.
6'3". I'm going to say 6'4 just to be safe. But he's not super tall.
Alex Caruso, 6'4 to be safe, is listed as 6'5".
Mm.
6'5".
I guess I wasn't safe. But he's not 6'8". Everybody's like, you need a 6'8 3-and-D guy. Like, nah, man. You need somebody that has a physical presence on the defensive end,
mm-hmm.
or a quick presence, athletic presence on the defensive end, regardless of how tall they are in some cases. And I think Dennis Schroeder actually brings that. Dennis Schroeder brings a physical presence to how he plays defense on the perimeter.
Well, it's also sort of funny that people will always say, oh, we want a dog. We want one. That's the other overused line. We need a team full of dogs. All right. Like, it's cool. Like, everyone has their, like, cool. Like, dope. By all accounts, that's Dennis.
Yes.
Dennis appears to be the proverbial dog so many of you are often looking for.
Yes.
It's just not the one you wanted. You wanted a different dog. Or a different point guard. No. The Kings needed a point guard. They needed a dog. No, but not that one. We wanted a different one. Okay. No, we want like a Shea type. Great. Who's that? Point them out.
Where they at?
Okay. So you want a defender who can score 30 a night. Sure. I'm sure those are available for the mid-level.
Yeah.
Dennis is a good ball player. I love everything we heard today by Doug and Zach LaVine as it pertains to Dennis Schroeder. I also love Stephen Brown. He hates the Kings, and it's fantastic. But he says, I remember Dennis Schroeder getting cooked by De'Aaron Fox. LOL. That's great. Now let's list the point guards who cooked De'Aaron Fox.
Right.
Let's list all of them. You're going to run out of characters in YouTube, so go ahead and just send them message after message after message. And start with TJ McConnell and go from there. Dennis is a good ball player.
Yes.
Dennis is a really good ball player.
He is, and nobody's saying he's an all-star. You know what I mean? It's just he's a good ball player, and he can help out. You know what Doug is talking about, the guard 94 feet and all mm-hmm. this other stuff and what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the Indiana Pacers and how they play. And those guys, TJ McConnell, Nimhart, Naismith, they'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they just keep rotating these guys that come in, and on the front line, they're guarding full court. They're picking up full court. And it's not even necessarily to, like, turn the ball over too much. It's just we're gonna wear you down. And I think that's what Doug is looking for. Not necessarily like, oh, we're just, you know, ripping the ball in the backcourt all the time. It's the constant defensive presence out there on the court for 94 feet that he's looking for. Dennis Schroeder can do that. I think Devin Carter can do that. I think Keon Ellis can do that. Maybe you get Neek or Keegan as well to do that. The other thing that he talks about too, and I've heard him talk about this in the past, is like you want to make sure everybody, while they may not, all five guys aren't picking up 94 feet, you don't want to be the guy that is picking up 94 feet and you do it once or twice, and then the third time the person gets the ball in bounds, you're picking up 94 feet and they just toss it to the guy. To the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy's wide open and just jogs up the court.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, bro, what am I working this hard for if you are allowing that to happen? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you got to pick up 94 feet, but if I'm pressuring, don't let it be worth my while. Mm-hmm. You better be ready to be in that same type of stance if it gets to, if the ball gets to your side of the floor or to the person that is in front of you.
This is the conditioning stuff Doug talked about. Mm-hmm. I believe it was Doug that said him and Scott Perry are both in alignment about they want this to be the most well-conditioned team in the league. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that clearly is because of the way Doug wants to play. Coaches talk all of the time about playing fast. They talk all of the time about picking up at a certain part of the floor. They talk all of the time about pushing and 8 to 10 seconds, all of these different things. And those are all terrific things to say. But if you don't have the roster that can execute it, you can't do it. And I think we talked about this last week. I'm very confident there was a conversation between Doug Christie and the guys he expects to be the core players, if you will, of his roster. Mm-hmm. That I need you to enter camp in great shape. Because mm-hmm. I'm going to take you from great shape to the best shape you've ever been, because we're going to play a very taxing style of basketball. Mm-hmm. And this way that they're playing, or at least I should say the way Doug seemingly wants them to play, the way that they've been playing during training camp is going to get a lot more difficult when you have, you know, those 4 games and 6 nights, when you have those road trips, when you're hopping on and off planes and you're in a city for one night, you got to play a team, you hop on the plane, you get somewhere else, you got to play a team the next day. Like when all of a sudden these games are kind of scrunched together, mm-hmm. and your full workout is coming within those games and you've got to recover as quickly as possible, this idea that they've been working on this training camp is going to get a lot more difficult.
Yeah, yeah. I love everything I'm hearing and seeing, though, man. I want to, at the very least, the mindset is there. Being able to execute, being able to carry it out. We talked about it yesterday. Being able to stand the rain. That's something that we won't know until we're there. Mm-hmm. But the mindset of how they're approaching camp, how they're approaching playing under Doug Christie and playing as a team, as a unit, it's all the right things right now. It's all the right things.
And we'll get to see it in action for the first time tomorrow when the Sacramento Kings take on the Toronto Raptors at the Golden 1 Center, one of 4 preseason games before things officially get underway 2 weeks from tomorrow. 3 weeks from tomorrow. 2 weeks from tomorrow. It's the 22nd, right? That's 2 weeks.
22nd, yep.
Right?
Yep.
That's the Suns game. Yeah, yep. 2 weeks from tomorrow they'll take on. And boy, Kings love Wednesdays. My goodness. We said this. They play every Wednesday until like December 10th.
Yeah.
So don't make plans on a Wednesday. Unless it's to go to the coach's show.
That's right.
Other than that,
have the game on there.
Don't make any plans. Because they got Toronto. Even in the preseason, they got the Clippers in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. 1 week from tomorrow. So it's a small. Everybody hates football preseason. You think there's more value in basketball preseason?
Yeah. So I learned my lesson when it comes to, I know you asked about basketball, but I learned my lesson when it came to football preseason, right? Where the COVID year, where it was COVID everywhere except for in the NFL, they didn't have preseason and they just started the games. And I was a man, preseason is stupid. Like, why don't they start? College football starts and they just play like, they don't need it. I thought the NFL took like 4 weeks to get into a groove.
Yeah.
I thought that's when I really learned that the preseason was essential to what we're used to seeing. Week one, everybody ready to go. So I think I say all that to say, I think they matter about the same. I think the same thing about the NBA. I think, especially in a situation like this, new coaching staff, couple of new players, preseason is essential. to trying to get these guys ready and get them going. The difference between the two is there's so much more time in the NBA to kind of like
82 game season versus 16, 17.
If you play four preseason games and it, you know, you're not meshing, and it takes you six, seven more games.
Nice, very good. No, it's great.
More games to mesh in the NBA. You're still good. Like, you're still cool. Like, you're seven games in, so you can still rebound to and get work the kinks out in the season in the NBA. In the NFL, it takes you five, six more games. You might be the Ravens. You know what I mean? Ooh. So I think it is pretty important. It is pretty important, especially, like I said, in this situation where you've got new coaching staff, few new players, new offense that you're trying to integrate.
This is the basketball doesn't start till Christmas conversation.
That too, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not official till Christmas gets here.
Oh,
bringing our man.
Damn.
What's
damn.
Look at that smile. Man. Come on, man. He's right, look. Man.
You know, have you seen that?
Come on, man.
Have you seen that clip of when LeBron, he was in Cleveland and he was at the foul line and he kept telling the ref, he was like trying to get the basketball, like, give me the ball.
Yeah, come on.
And Kawhi
come on.
Was
yeah,
at
yeah,
the,
yeah.
He's like, ah, damn. That's how I felt about Jason right now. Like, come on, hurry up, show in, show right. in.
Yeah. I don't understand why you feel that way.
Nobody wants to talk to you today, Jason.
That's your J Street
vibes, partner. You know when my life got really good? When you tweeted that thing about, Ohtani's getting shelled. Then look, life just got grand shortly after that tweet. When you pretend to be a Dodger fan and you try to put these little hateful things on social media. Look what happens to you. You should just stop.
I put my faith in the Phillies.
How did Logan Webb do on Saturday?
Mind your business. I put my faith in these sorry ass Phillies, and they can't get anything done.
How did Verlander do over the weekend? You know?
Wait, I'm starting to understand where you were coming from, Kenny. This is making sense.
You know what I mean?
Adding up.
You see it?
Crazy.
My man got on his Giants colors.
I wear it all year long. It's not just a seasonal thing. It's all year long. This is what we do.
You're a few weeks early for Halloween. I get it.
That's tough. He said you're wearing Halloween colors. That's kind of hurtful.
Either that or you like Oregon State because no other team. I mean, what are you, a Bengals fan now?
No, I'm not a Bengals fan.
Big Joe Flacco guy.
I'm Giants. I'm always going to be Giants. And that's what it is.
Oh, I didn't know Jackson Dark.
Sorry, Phillies can't get anything right. I mean, they're just bums.
They had the best home record in baseball.
Just bums.
Not just some credit.
Like I said, it's all about the Brew Crew now. We'll see what happens when you face a real team like the Brew Crew.
Oh, so now Bryce Harper.
He's washed. Bryce is washed. Schwarber, fake MVP.
Kyle Schwarber's washed?
Fake MVP. Fake MVP.
Kyle Schwarber's washed.
He's the Aaron Judge in the postseason of the National League.
Hey, man, you'd be doing backflips to have Aaron Judge on your team.
I'd love to have Aaron Judge on my team.
You thought you had him, remember?
See, this is why I said. He don't need to be on the show today. This is why I said it. You see it live in the flesh.
No, but what do you mean, like, today? You guys literally do this every Tuesday. Every single Tuesday you two do this. And it's normally Jason smiling and gloating and you being upset about something.
Yeah, today I'm upset about these sorry Phillies.
Well, turn the tables on them. Ask them about the Raiders.
I laughed so much I had messed up my camera. There we go. I just don't understand why the hostility. I mean, it's a great series.
All right, man.
not y'all. I mean, it ain't bother me.
I mean, one team won two games on the road in this round. And, hey, I mean, you got to give them credit for that. Down 3-0, you know, you making fun of them.
KC, you want to give them credit?
You know, and the resilience.
The Phillies are an embarrassment.
The resilience they show. Best home record in baseball.
Just the choke in the postseason. Embarrassing. This is more about the Phillies than it is that other team.
I just wish I could face Logan Webb in this next round.
Are you done? Are you done?
I'm just wishing aloud, you know. I wish there was an NL West team left the Dodgers could face. I mean.
Soon. Buster's going to handle business soon.
I'm just glad Bob Melvin, a good Cal man, got out of that dumpster fire.
Well, Bob Melvin hadn't been good in 5, 6, 7 years.
Giants had been good in about 12 years, so hey.
Now you're overdoing it. Stop.
Oh, I forgot. They had that one good year when they lost to the Dodgers in the playoffs. My bad.
The Dodgers lost the next round. It don't even matter.
But they sent the Giants home. Okay.
This is real life with these two. Like, this isn't radio. Like, this is actually life.
Now, let's look at the other part of the
show
script.
Up today, 2012, 2014, 2012.
Come on now. Get it out.
Am I lying? Am I saying anything that isn't factual?
Get it out.
Am I saying anything that isn't factual?
You're a Cowboys fan of baseball now. You can't talk about anything in the last that's current.
No, because the Cowboys, they won a long, long time ago. The Giants just won a couple years ago.
I don't think any of our children remember the Giants winning.
Reese does. My son does, yeah.
Because you make him watch tapes of it. he doesn't remember. You made him watch it.
My son remembers.
World Series
2014.
Last year, and he watched that. You're like, you're not going to watch the Dodgers win. You're going to watch this.
That's what a good father does.
Mm-hmm. We're not watching this bubble championship. Let's,
here's what we're going to watch, son. 2010, it was a great time. He's like, Dad, what is this? Make sure you show him the 0-2 World Series while you're at it.
In all seriousness, I do, since I have, he knows it's baseball, I do have the Brewers and Blue Jays in the World Series.
Of course you do.
You don't think
I have the Giants at home.
You don't think the Brewers have earned that respect to say like this might be the best team in baseball? Like honestly, you know your bullpen is suspect. That bullpen gonna get through. It can. I'm not saying it can't, but that bullpen gonna get through Philly, the Brewers, and the Blue Jays.
I've said all year, if the Dodgers are healthy, they're my pick.
All right.
And I'm not backing off of that.
Okay.
You know, I'm not backing
up. I wouldn't expect you to. I'm just saying. You say it as if the Blue Jays, or excuse me, the Brewers are just chop liver.
I didn't say that. See, that's you. I didn't say that. That's, you see, you're so afraid of the Dodgers winning again. Oh, you're going to inflate the Brewers more than, you know, it's okay.
It don't bother. Dodgers, they'd still be one behind. You know what I'm saying? So that ain't no big deal.
It's okay. You're fighting a lot right now. It's okay. They'll be all right. Spring training is not that far away for you.
Well, Dodgers.
What's that guy winning. Named Devers? Yeah, he's a good player.
Dodgers ain't winning, so it don't matter.
Okay, and you know, and yeah, and happy Halloween.
They'll be knocked out soon.
Not by the Giants.
Not by the Phillies.
Proper introduction.
You got to change teams every round.
Told you, I'm riding with the Brew Crew. Riding with the Brew
Crew. They got to take care of the Cubs.
Easy work. They put up 9 runs an inning.
They got to go to Wrigley now. You never know. Things can happen. How you doing, Damon?
We welcome in Jason Jones of the Athletic.
Suspense right now, you know, because yeah, you're just out of control right now.
The professor, Jason Jones.
Let's talk about Chip Kelly.
No, let's talk about how like 2 weeks ago we were like, hey, Jason, Dusty Baker is going to be in studio with us. Like, can we just catch you next week? Jay's like, yeah, no problem. And then like 2 hours later, you're on like camera with Eli Manning.
that wasn't on camera with him at the moment.
Oh, you know,
that wasn't at the moment. That was another interview I'd already recorded. Yeah, that wasn't
I thought Jason Jones was like, forget D'Lo and KC. I'm just going to call my friend Eli Manning.
Like, Oh, you don't want to talk to me? Fine. Hey, Eli, how you doing?
Yeah. So let's switch the conversation. You guys had your fun. So the Raiders.
Next topic.
Okay. You want to talk about The Rock's movie flopping? We could talk about that. The Rock's movie is performing like the Las Vegas Raiders.
The Sebastian?
Yeah.
How so?
It's not
like no in the box office.
Yeah, no one's going to see it.
I say
one knows who that guy is.
But it's also a bad job by them because I saw the commercial all weekend. I don't know when it came out. I don't know where I could watch it.
It came out this weekend in the movie theater. It's not a streaming movie. Came out in the theater, and it came out the same weekend Taylor's movie came out, and it got. Yeah. Beat to death.
Between like that, and you got college football, you got ML, you got a lot going on.
It's a true story. I don't know who that person is.
And that's my thing too. They keep on saying he's playing. I'm like, I've never heard of this guy.
Yeah. I want to see the movie though. It looks really good, and obviously I've heard.
They said The Rock did a good job. Yeah. They said the movie's not even bad. It's just no one's going to see it.
They didn't know it was out. Nobody knew it was out.
They needed to get Dana White promoting it or something. People say, "Oh, Dana White, UFC, okay."
Yeah, no, I didn't. I had no idea if it was out yet or not.
Yeah,
I would have rather watched that movie than watched the Raiders play football.
Well, I think we all would have, especially this past weekend. Like 40-6, Jay, is inexcusable. Like that, we've said this all. I'm in on the Colts. Colts are a good football team. I think they're legit. 40-6 is inexcusable.
And what do we start? Every week they have some major special teams blunder. Offensively, now that you got the running game going, I don't know what Geno's doing half the time. I don't know if it's play calling. I don't know if it's Geno. I just know as a quarterback, Geno has some of the worst body language on turnovers that I've ever seen.
Oh, man.
I mean, he starts, oh, my God. It's like, dude, there were two blue jerseys there. Don't yell at the receiver when there were two Colts. Like, there were two open Colts. There was not an open Raider.
This isn't a video game. Somebody didn't make you throw that ball.
And I'm just sitting there going, and some of his interceptions are just so, I mean, he's had a couple where, like, the ball got tipped or whatever. But some of them are like, there's like three defenders who could decide they're going to pick the pass off. I mean, I don't have any, pretty much everything that I thought could go wrong with them is going wrong. I was worried about their lack of playmakers on the outside. That's showing up. I mean, they lost two tight ends and they can't figure out how to throw the ball more than 10 yards. It seems like, Genty gets going, and now it's like they can't. Now it's like the offense is, let's get the ball to Genty, but they don't have anyone else to get the ball to defensively. Of course, they cut another starter because I don't know why, whatever. Who knows? They can't get a pass rush worth anything because they have one pass rusher right now. I mean, the corners can't. I mean,
And Brock Bauer is going to be week to week, probably the rest of the year.
Right. Yeah. And the thing is, he gets hurt like week one. They kept him out there just to keep losing. Why not? Okay, he hurt your knee in New England. Let's rest you up and see, can we get you right? Instead, now who knows what's going to, Mayer's got the concussion. Colton Miller's out, so you lose your best offensive lineman. They still have plays where linemen don't block a guy and the guy's standing in front of them.
Yeah, best offensive lineman on the Raiders is a tough sentence.
Yeah. It feels like Colton's been that for it, – it's so bad is that I'm like, you think about it, they ran Derek Carr. This all goes back to Josh McDaniels being a terrible person when he runs your team. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, as somebody said. They ran off Derek Carr and have gotten the worst version of everyone they replaced him with. Mm-hmm. They got the worst version of Jimmy. They got the absolute god-awful worst version of Gardner Minshew. And now you're getting absolute – like, you're getting New York Jets Geno. Mm-hmm. Just like, maybe it's something.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Something in the water. I don't know. Maybe it's
well, to be fair,
it's uncanny how guys go there to play quarterback and just get exponentially worse.
There's no good version of Gardner Minshew.
Well, yeah.
Well, he almost made the playoffs with the Colts.
Almost.
Yeah, he was. At least he looked like he could actually play in the NFL. He got to the Raiders. It was like, why is he even on a team? I mean, he got benched for Aiden O'Connell. I mean, Aiden O'Connell did not come off like a star, but it was like, we just can't keep throwing this guy out there.
Do we think Gardner Minshew is currently on a football team?
Yes.
Oh, my God. He absolutely is.
He is on I remember seeing it in the preseason.
The fact that it's taken you this long to say it makes me believe you don't know who it is.
No, because I saw him in the preseason.
He just played in the blowout. He plays for Kansas City.
That's right. That's right.
Played against the Ravens.
Shout out to my homie Chris Jones on that last play. He's getting cooked, man.
Yeah.
I saw the same thing. I said I was going to fall back on Chris a little bit because he's had a lot going on personally, but that was a bad look.
My man looked like, wow, I can't believe he's running. Oh, well, he's going to score. But, I mean, if you're a Raider fan, think about it. You're only a game behind KC. You got the same record as Baltimore. If you would have told him that, 5 weeks ago, he'd be like, things are going really well, or things have really gone bad in the other two places.
So let me ask you this. With the Raiders, I feel like there is so many holes on that roster. So many places where you have to improve. Why do you have Max Crosby still on the roster at this point? When you could trade him and kind of get to work on that team. What you think? Maybe you could trade Max for 3 picks?
I mean, you just signed him to an extension. So I don't know. I don't know if it's so easy to trade him. But the thing about the NFL, too, is that if you're in all 32 teams believe that, and it's because it's happened before, you're only a year away. And you trade Max. I don't know if Max wants to get traded. Secondly, you trade Max Crosby. You have absolutely nothing on that side. Nothing. You have nothing to build around at all. And I don't know. I'm not in favor of giving away your best player in his prime. I just don't believe in doing that. I think the hole they have on the roster are the result of years of bad drafting. And what you need to do is take all this salary cap money you have and go and get some help. Like, they had all this money, or they had space in the office. They did nothing with it. You got to go. I mean, if you realize you have holes, like, look at what New England did. They're like, we were pretty bad last year. We have all this money. Let's go ahead and get players. Hell, they went and signed a Raider or two. Like, you got to go out and fill the hole. Like, get you one and try to do this whole reset with the culture with Pete and all that. And this is you need to fill. I mean, their lack of, you don't have a number one wide receiver. And I think part of what Geno I imagine would help Geno in Seattle was that on some of those throws, it might be, DK Metcalf just snatches that thing out the air for you. You're not getting that with Jacoby Meyer and, you know, Dante Thornton. You're not getting that. I think you got to look at it and say, you know what? We got to spend some money on this offensive line. We got to go get another impact. They still have an impact interior defensive lineman. They're going with the whole young type of Pete Carroll type corners, but you need a pass rush with that. And what's been kind of disheartening for me to watch with them is that, like, that game against the Colts, they weren't messing with Daniel Jones at all. And not even getting near him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they got some sacks against Chicago. That's because, you know, Caleb Williams will run around and let you, you know, and do whatever. But when you're playing a good team, you throw out, you know, the first game against the Patriots. You know, that's their first game. When they've played some competent offenses, they can't get pressure. Mm-hmm. You know, they played the Chargers. You know, they played Marcus Mariota, you know, a competent player, quarterback. They couldn't do anything. They couldn't do it, you know. And then some of these special teams gaffes every week are just getting ridiculous. I mean, running into kickers. They took that kicker out for the year, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, getting kicks blocked against the Commanders. You're giving up long – you're giving off – they've got a lot of areas that, you know, and then I guess they said Pete Carroll has a rule that if you're not a starter, you got to play special teams. I'm like, so that's why Raheem Mostert, who is your second best running back, probably wasn't playing. It's like, I'm not saying Raheem Mostert is like, you know, this isn't like, you know, bringing, you know, Adrian Peterson off the bench, but I'm like, he has an ability to make plays in some level. You got to have as many of those guys as possible because they don't have much room for error. And when they don't play well, you get 40-6. You get what you got in Washington. You get a game where you commit how many turnovers to Chicago, and to me that just says how bad a team Chicago really is. turned the ball over like that, and they still could have. Raiders still probably should have won that game.
Do you think the Raiders got the coach they wanted or the coach that they could get?
I think it's a combo of both. Hmm. I think they took, you know, swing for the fences with Ben Johnson, but it's hard to, it's going to be hard to get an offensive coach when you don't have a quarterback, you know, cause even if you look at like Jacksonville, if you're Cohen and say hypothetically, you're choosing between the Raiders and Jacksonville. In Jacksonville, you know who your quarterback is. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, with someone like Pete, you can say, okay, you know what, he's a defensive guy. We can just go get a quarterback to kind of be a stopgap maybe. And the other problem I have with them is that they don't have an answer beyond Geno. They don't have another guy you can say, you know what, if it goes off the rails, let's get the young guy ready. They got Kenny Pickett. Yeah. But it looked so bad on Saturday. I was like, the hell, let's see Kenny Pickett. I don't care.
Oh, no.
I'm like, could it be any worse?
That's where we are, folks.
I was like, if the fourth quarter, you're down by 30, why not let him play? But I understand Pete saying, well, he's got it. You know, we got to get more reps. You know, they clearly do. But I just, you know, like I said, I just wish Geno wasn't so demonstrative after every turnover. Because the way he looks, the way he kind of – and I'm not a big body language, oh, look at his body language guy, but when it's like that, when it's like he's grabbing his helmet, when you threw to two guys in a blue uniform, you know, it just it looks like you're showing up a rookie, you know, and it's like, what if Thornton did that the week before when he would have walked in for a touchdown and you threw him a terrible ball? You know, if Geno makes a good throw a week earlier, they beat the Bears. So, I mean, it's a combination of whether it be coaching, bad play, it's all just bad right now. And I'm kind of looking forward to the draft.
Oh gosh, man.
Jeez. Goodness gracious.
But, but I understand. Well, good luck the rest of the NLDS. Like that's
yeah. Really, I mean, that'll just
why are we going back here?
Well, we're going to say goodbye to Jason, and we want to.
We could have just said goodbye.
Hey, can I get that? Hey, can I get that D'Lo and Casey fit in blue and white?
Absolutely.
Hell no.
Come on.
Oh, no.
Either that or
we don't make it in blue and white.
We like the same team.
You want them to have one in purple and gold? Is that what you want too?
We do make one in blue and white. We don't have one in purple and gold.
Do you want them to have one in purple and gold? Is that what we're doing here?
You know, I'll take blue and white.
I bet I could make you one in purple and gold.
And then when you come to the parade in November, you can wear yours.
You ain't having no damn parade. And I wouldn't be goddamn. But you definitely ain't having no parade.
You enjoy the team shop. Might as well come in and come down and celebrate.
I never enjoyed the team shop. It was a piece of crap.
We have evidence. We have evidence to say
it was a piece of crap.
We do. Are we 2XL?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to work on something for you, Jason. I think I got you. Bro,
this I don't even know why you're crazy, making that bro. Face, man.
This is
crazy. I'm trying to get our merch out there. Like, why are you? Look, Jason could help. He's the professor. Yeah, he can help promote us.
I've been down with y'all from day
one. He was talking
one.
To Eli just, Manning.
Just
he could
give
be wearing...
him a cow-colored one. Just give him that. You don't have to give him the Laker color one.
I don't know.
He said he said blue and white. He didn't say Laker.
No, don't give him that one either. Take that one off the side.
Calm down.
That was our most popular.
Don't be a hater your whole life, man. Don't be a hater.
Our most popular hoodie was the Dodger color hoodie.
That wasn't the title of it.
No, it wasn't the title.
We were calling it the title.
I said blue and white because I happen to have a lot of clothes that are blue and white.
I got you.
I didn't call it the Dodger one. That's you. That's your internal Dodger fan speaking.
I think that's what it is. He's not doing well, but that's okay. Jason, I appreciate you. I'll say that for sure.
Thank you. At least somebody's not rude.
Yeah.
Done with this nonsense.
We'll talk to you next week, Jay.
All right, y'all.
That's the Professor Jason Jones. You handled that well.
I was hoping he'd skip out, man. I was hoping he'd skip out.
That's our guy. Why would you do that? He's feeling. I mean, that's
this
thing.
This ain't the time to talk.
That's the sports world, right? It giveth and it taketh. His Raiders are awful. Like Russell Wilson, powerless rankings, awful. But his Dodgers, hey, up 2-0 in their series.
Can't wait till they get
Has
out
Has this
here.
Game started yet? I had it on.
No, it was on a rain. It's supposed to start at 1 o'clock. It's starting at 4 now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. And then the Yankees play at 5.
Oh, all right. Well,
so long to those guys.
Yeah. Well, man. So long, buddy. What's your line? Get ready to learn
What's
Chinese,
the name? Aaron Boone? Get ready to learn Chinese, buddy.
Great work today, Joe Brazil. We'll be back with you tomorrow. The Sacramento Kings play basketball tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
So we'll be here to get you ready for that game at the Golden One Center beginning at 10 a.m. with James Hamm, Kyle Matz, and the Insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Kings!
D'Lo and KC on the home for Sacramento Sports Talk, ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.